Namaste. My name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, your ethics should match. Okay. When the ethics or moralities are not matching, so many firms and friendships get shipwrecked. So that we should check our ethics and the ethics of the people we are together. This is crucial. For instance, you have a friend who is very funny, and he's all the time short on money, and he likes to make money everywhere, and he don't care, or he doesn't care if he's cheating. Guess what will happen with you? So we should be aware of his attitude and don't trust him. If you have your own firm and our colleagues are not matching up with our standards, our ethics, then it's getting messy, quite easy. For instance, we have a sales manager, he doesn't care for a high quality product, but for us it is very important. The sales manager wants just to sell as much as possible and as fast as possible. And if we give him the responsibility to create new products, we never will get what we want. It's actually so that we need different standards for different positions. And that we look that the people with the right attitude, with the right standard, have the right position. Makes sense, no? And this is also right for our life. We know this guy is good for entertaining, this guy is good for cleaning our house, this guy is good for the garden, and this friend is good to tell what is concern for you, and this guy is good for relationship problems, regardless what. Then everything is good. And then we have this, like everybody else, that we idealize the people around us. So if we idolize them, and then we don't check their attitude and their ethics, and then we can get really bad money from them. Even we have old friends, but sometimes, or very often, they change their attitude and become worse. And this happens not a little bit, very, very, very often. Or others are pretending to have a healthy attitude. In reality, they want to cheat you. And we've idolized them. Then check all the time the attitude. As in Germany, we are saying, don't make business with your friends. Or don't borrow money your friends. Don't do that. Because you never know. And you don't want to lose your friends and say, no, I don't want to borrow your money. This is the attitude as in Germany. Even I have borrowed money, but only for the people I knew very well. Okay, then this had worked out. Okay, thank you that I could speak about that, and bye.